All right, it is 8:32, 32 past the hour on this Tuesday morning. Don't forget, early voting is going on today, and when's the last day of it? Thursday?
The last day of early voting is this Saturday, March 2.
Okay, Saturday. All right, so you got this week to do it. You can look up the hours of it. I knew Saturday has shorter hours, and so does
Sunday.
Yeah,
I think they wrap up about 3 on Saturday, but
it's like 12 or 1 to 4 on Sunday.
And by the way, you know, you can always vote on this crazy thing called Election Day.
Yeah.
Which is March 5, a week from today, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I think that you can also need to study the candidates so you know who you're voting for. That would be a big help, and the biggest help you can do for your own county is to show up and vote.
Correct.
And you know who to vote for.
Vote for truth and justice and
the American way.
Fiduciary responsibility. For you Democrats listening at home, that means looking after our taxpayer funds. Fiduciary responsibility.
Yeah. Yep. Well, some of us will keep everything in bounds. Others will take that champagne taste of theirs and blow up the budget. So you'll just have to decide. Well, by the way, I'm the one you want. First one on the back.
Well, you were just playing your campaign theme song, Hunk of Burning Love, so that'll get the audience fired up.
Yeah, that was a quick grab song there. Because my other one, I had queued up and everything, wanted to sit there and look at me. So
really?
I said, well, look at this. And I went on. Where is it at, Stevie? There it is.
Well, I'm going to be out at early voting today advocating for public education reform under the tent of one of the candidates for school board.
Well, let's see if you can, let me back it up. As always, Wendy's got to fight it. All right, try it now. We're going to educate you right now.
All right, I'm ready.
As we play Smarter, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Step on your thinking cap, because we're going to the following questions come from standard fifth grade curriculum in the U.S. Answer 4 out of 5 correctly, or you, quote, ain't got the sense of a fifth grader, end of quote. All right, number one, Stephen.
All right, let's go.
What was the first day of the 20th century?
Oh, come on. This has got to be a loaded up question. The first day of the 20th century would have been January 1, 1900?
I'll give it to you, 1900.
Okay.
Very good.
Joe Biden was in grade school, I think.
Joe Biden would punch himself in the face with ice cream.
Yeah, that was a nice shot.
Don't mess with my ice cream eating time, man.
Come on, man.
Which of the following words is an adjective? Is it she, jump, or red?
Jump.
Red being R-E-D.
Yeah. Jump? An adjective.
An adjective. Which is red. What color was the rope? Red.
Oh.
Describes it.
Well, what the heck is jump? Is that an adverb?
That's a verb.
Oh, a verb. Yeah. Okay.
She is a pronoun. If you round the number 384 to the nearest tenth, this one's a little tricky.
Good Lord.
What number do you get? 310, 380 or 385?
To the nearest tenth? Well, 380.
That's right. Very good.
And I'm terrible at math and allegedly very much of a communicator, so I screwed up the adjective question and got the math question.
Yeah.
Go figure.
The president commissioned the Lewis and Clark expedition. Which one was it? Was it Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, or Abraham Lincoln? And I wonder when they were going across this country, they step in all those...
The Lewis and Clark expedition.
Yeah, they step in all the mosquito traps.
That was an expedition of the fruited plain that is the United States.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to give that to Abe Lincoln.
Well, Thomas Jefferson had a curiosity, so he sent him back then.
Oh, well, see, I'm a Virginia Tech graduate, so we don't like Thomas Jefferson. We never speak his name if we can avoid it.
Which of the following word? We did that. No.
So I'm already going to lose. I've already missed two.
No. All right. How many grams are there in a... This is worth 2 points. How many grams are in 1,000 kilograms? Don't make this difficult. Is it 10,000, 100,000, or 1 million?
Well, no fifth grader is going to know this anyway. Could you repeat the question?
How many grams are in 1,000 kilograms?
What was my choice?
Kilogram means what? 1,000, right?
Yeah.
There's 1,000 grams right there. And you want 1,000 of those kilograms.
So what are my choices?
You multiply it by 1,000. And that gives you either 10,000, 100,000, or 1 million.
Ah.
Mm. Only
100,000.
You outthought it. Oh. 1 million.
1 million?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. I'm not a metric guy, you know. I'm a traditionalist.
1,000 times 1,000. You just add up your zeros and there you go.
This is why I employ highly paid accounting firms.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. I can do the math, but I don't want to. It's kind of like accounting.
Well, those zeros can throw, you know, 1 0. If you're off by 1 0, you're like the lady at the Subway. You end up with a $1,000 sandwich. Any more questions?
Nope.
Well, I guess I'm a fourth grader today.
Looks like you're going to have to repeat the course.
Well.
Become dressed.
I'm better dressed than any doggone fifth grader, I'll tell you that. Okay. Better groomed.
Well, next time you have to dress for a sixth grade outfit.
And I know how to drive an automobile, too. Try that, fifth grader.
If you want to take part, there's an online poll for funniest television show of all time. Of all time. As of right now, the number one leading show is, it's at number one. Here's the theme song to it. Do you know what the show is?
Cheers?
No. You must not watch it. I don't either.
I haven't
it's
watched
too stupid.
Network television in years.
I see all these people say, oh, this is the greatest show ever, you know, and I go, hell, that doesn't even get up to a fifth grade laugh, you know?
What's the show?
The Office.
Oh, yeah, I never watched that. I mean, I think, you know, for a number of years, United Airlines carried NBC content and their in-flight entertainment. And back in the day when I was flying on United a lot, I can kind of remember seeing The Office, but I never tuned into it. What about the Andy Griffith Show? How about something nice and wholesome? Come on now.
Yeah, don't get much more wholesome.
I'll tell you what, it was good stuff.
I see here. Some good news. A puppy was spotted along the interstate in Boston and was safely rescued and put up for adoption. Luckily, a man adopted her as a gift to himself. Here's the puppy's new owner, Joe Chaffins, talking about how he connected with Sparkle.
my birthday was Friday, and we were, you know, just kind of celebrating my birthday, and she starts telling my wife and I the story, showing us some photos she had of her when she brought her over in the outreach van, and we just, you know, heard the story, and we're like, we got to go meet her.
Touching. Heartwarming.
Yeah.
In Boston. Did they park the car, and then they adopted the dog in Boston?
Out about the house.
Go Sox.
Okay. That's... What was I was going to do?
Your dog is making fun of me because I'm not smart enough to pass a fifth grade quiz. I'm going to need counseling after this.
Something I was going to do, but I can't remember it.
Uh-oh. Then you're fit to run for president.
All right, some things we need to know today so we don't sound stupid. Let me check one other source, let people, and make sure I am got all I need. All right, here's one. Five things people will not be able to afford in 5 years. This is the middle class people.
Okay, well, that's a rather loose definition of humanity, but go right ahead.
Here's what they came up with. Extended family vacations, especially trips overseas. But even just taking a week off to go to the beach is hard for a lot of people now.
Thank you, Democrats.
Fortunately, we live in driving range of a beach.
And beautiful mountains as well.
Yeah. New cars. Prices have gone up significantly in the past 5 years, and it looks like that trend will probably continue.
Okay, so even if you wanted to go to the beach, you can't get there because your car won't.
Thanks, Joe Biden.
Car won't make it that far because it's a Tesla.
This is about as dumb as him saying, I need the Republicans to give me the power. Close that border.
To close the border, yeah.
Yeah, I've asked for it since day one. We ain't got it yet. Yeah. No, all you did on day one was close it, open it up, I should say. Close down all the Republican restrictions.
Yeah. Yeah, you made the whole United States a vacation destination for the whole world.
But that's a phrase that you'll never hear on MSNBC or CNN.
PMS, DNC, yeah. No, you won't.
I gotta get something.
Might not even hear it on Fox News Channel these days, the way they're going.
Well,
you got to go with the alternative media sources. I like Real America's Voice. Very good.
Okay. Private schools. The rise in tuition is far outpacing gains in income.
Yeah, of course it is. And yet, this is a time when, more than ever, parents desire the alternative that private school can offer to the indoctrination centers.
Well, one man that was at my group last night said that he liked to see no private schools.
No private schools?
No
public
schools. Public schools. All private. I said, well, it could happen.
Well, I mean,
because dollars follow the kid, not the school.
And I would say maybe not that rigid of a black and white choice, but you know, there's also the ever more popular homeschooling option as well.
Yeah, well, I think you need
assimilation.
Yeah, my grandniece just turned 18, and she's always had a real strict mother. Which didn't help her raising any. But she had manners.
Something to be said for that.
And she always homeschooled her. But today, she doesn't have many friends. The ones she had, she's met online. And now she's, quote, identifying as a male.
Rut-row. Well, this show is going in new and exciting directions, I think.
When my nephew told me that, I went, you got to be, please, me.
Well, I mean, I think that...
she's a smart girl. That's the main part.
And yeah.
very personable, but...
Well, I mean, I think that with homeschooling, you know, parents who take that route, you know, they are very increasingly aware of all the different ways to engage their children in activities outside of the home classroom. And they're doing that, I think, more and more.
One other thing people are going to find tough to afford in the next 5 years, homes, especially in cities and other high-demand areas. It's just harder to afford a home now than ever before. Thanks, Joe.
Well, it's not, and it's not just the White House. It's Democrat governors and Democrat legislatures in these states that are really doing the damage. I look around at these states that people are fleeing. Why are they doing that? Cost of living, cost of real estate, California, Illinois, New York, New Jersey. They're leaving in droves.
Oh. Well, they got to be careful where they take them, because here's another thing that's happening now. Not sure if this is dumber than eating Tide Pods, but it's close.
Hmm.
The latest TikTok trend has people on airplanes wearing their seatbelts around their ankles. It's supposed to be a comfort thing. You put your knees in your chest and you put your feet on the seat. Then you strap your seatbelt around your ankles to make sure they don't slide off.
Well, I mean...
Well, welcome to busted knees, too.
I suppose if you're flying on maybe Spirit Airlines, which is notorious for having... almost no leg room, but you know, that's the airline for dumb people, so you would expect to see them all strapped in with their knees pressed against their chest anyways.
Well, you know why dumb people take Spirit?
Why?
Because they got the lowest price of where they want to go.
Well, yeah, I know, but it's ridiculous. But how much do they pay to check their bags? You know, $50 a bag?
I think it's around 25, but
I think they charge
the
you about
to do it.
$10 for a sody pop. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Bring your own.
That's right. Bring your own.
Do they allow soda pop through inspections?
Well, after if you buy it out inside of the security.
Okay.
After you pass through the TSA.
Okay.
I was abused by a TSA agent on my recent trip south. I took some of my hair care product because it was 6 ounces.
Was that in your bag or in your carry-on?
It's my carry-on. Yeah.
Well, put it in your bag next time.
No, I don't check bags. Never want to do that.
If you're over the age of 25, you're probably... We used to have a lady that had a show here. It was Sally Jesse Raphael, if you know that.
I remember her, yeah.
She used to be on every night here before she retired. And she always advocated. She says, if it can't fit in my suitcase that goes under the seat, I don't bring it. And she says, so what if I wear something... 2 days. You know, you wear it, give it a day off, press it up, and wear it again.
Well,
you know, it's, you don't have to have, you know, 5 shoes for 5 days. You know, one pair of, what do they call them? Oh, real comfortable shoes, and the other ones are pumps, I think mm-hmm. they call them.
Yeah. Not something you and I would know very much about unless there's something you need to tell me, but anyway.
If you're over the age of 25, you're probably thinking, I'm not that bendy.
That what?
I'm not that bendy.
Bendy.
And yes, it's more than, it's mostly a young person thing. They claim it's comfortable and a good way to change positions on a long flight.
Oh, we're still talking about the the ankle people?
Yeah.
I don't know why you would want to fly like that, but that's just me. But by the way, if you've been on an airplane lately, there's a lot of people boarding airplanes who there's no way they could get their legs up.
Well, that's the next line. Anyone who's not totally dense knows seatbelts don't work like that. If you hit some rough air, your head is going to the ceiling. A flight attendant commented on the video and said, planes hit major turbulence more often than you think.
Sure they do.
A boingity, boingity, boingity.
Yeah. I mean, yes, that's an excellent point.
Well, kids today sit there and run their cameras 24/7. I don't know how many times they got to charge up every day, but they're so afraid they're going to miss a moment they can't post online.
No, I mean, it's...
I'm going to put this on my Facebook or...
No, it's... Yeah, I know. And it's so funny on aircraft anymore. If you want to really get people's attention, walk on an airplane with a newspaper or a book, like an actual physical book. Nobody reads books anymore. They read... If they're reading, it's on their device. And they certainly don't know what a newspaper is.
Yeah, I was... Pinehurst is trying to figure out a place to put a new library to have some land set aside for it.
Mm-hmm.
But you wonder, how often is it going to get used? I know that people running the library will come up with programs to try to get kids drawn in.
Yeah, I think maybe you need to
read. Is it really getting its use for the money it's going to cost?
Yeah,
the new library is going to cost $1 million.
Yeah, I think referring to it as a library is maybe not a good idea. You need to rethink about what the purpose of the building would be.
Communications center.
Hub or whatever, yeah. An enlightenment pod or something, I don't know.
But with the new electronic card catalog, you'll be able to find your porn in less than a minute.
Well, yeah, it is curious to me that the village council, after all the time and effort they put into getting elected, are now fixating on a library.
Yeah. All right, some random facts for today. A 95-year-old groundskeeper, George Tuma, prepared the Super Bowl field every year for 57 years before retiring after last year's game. He was known as the Sod Father, and yeah. He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that name actually does ring a bell. I can't believe he really did 57 Super Bowls. Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess he was doing the fields back when football overlapped baseball, and
mm-hmm.
all the baseball part of the baseball field was in the football
yeah.
field, and they had to.
That's right.
All that mud came up when it rained.
I remember when, the Washington Redskins in my youth would play, for example, they'd play the New York Jets at Shea Stadium. And there would be part of the field that was, you know, the infield, and therefore there would be no grass.
Yeah.
In certain parts of the field. That was, I mean, they would never put up with that today. But.
The character Mr. Bean was almost called Mr. Cauliflower. Oh, man. Name him after a fake food.
Wait a minute.
Cauliflower's man-made.
You mean it's man-made?
It was made in a test tube.
Really? Yeah, but it still grows like any other vegetable.
So is broccoli.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
I don't know.
Should be a fifth grader question, I think.
It should be. Who in the hell did that? I need to give them a serious beat down.
You know, if you saute those kind of vegetables, they're very good.
People in France don't really use RSVP anymore because the language is too formal. If you don't know, it stands for Response. I don't speak French. And it means please respond.
Mm-hmm. No, people don't do that in the United States either. Kidding me? I mean, it's unbelievable. They don't respond to invitations or anything like that. It's nuts.
And the first Christian church in North America was built in where? In the 1300s.
In North America? Well, it had to have been up in...
This is a hard one.
Really? It's a hard one?
Well, I think it's hard.
In North America, the first Christian church.
Right.
Well, the 1300s was predated any exploration of the country.
Let me give you.
North America.
Right.
Ah.
It's North America.
Mm.
Meaning, pretty good chance there's no United States there.
So it was somewhere in
the 1300s.
Somewhere in Mexico?
That's South America.
No.
No, that's right. It's North America.
Yeah. It's Mexico. They ain't got no snow.
Yeah, they had lots of crime.
Okay,
like beating you up.
Well, what's the answer?
Money.
I'm dying here to know.
Greenland.
Greenland. Oh,
in
okay.
the 1300s.
All right. Well, that's a good trivia question for future reference.
See if this is what I think it is.
I'm going to have to start singing here with this kind of.
Yeah, you are. I'm trying to look, see if I got time, and I don't. Doggone it. It would have been one of those police stories.
Oh, well.
I'll save it for tomorrow.
All right. Tomorrow, I love you tomorrow. You're only a day away.
And a couple of things we need to know so we don't sound stupid. If you were unable to use your AT&T cell phone service last week because of the blackout, they're going to give you a huge $5 credit on your future bill.
I don't think you can say blackout.
Huh?
It was an outage. That's the correct, politically
yeah,
correct
that's what they
terminology,
say.
Yeah.
All right, so it goes for this Tuesday. Have yourself a great, safe day. We'll see you back bright and early tomorrow for a hump day Wednesday. Until then, support the mom and pops you here on our station because they're the core of our economy here in Moore County. When you give them first crack at your spending dollars, most of the dollars stay here, roll over, and create jobs for all of us. When you headed off to the Mega Mart, give them your money and it ends up Sri Lanka, Indonesia, and China. A lot of good that does us. And don't forget also to, if you're looking to increase your sales, there's an easy way to do it, cost effective. That's talk radio. I can show you, or any of our staff can show you, how talk radio is so effective in bringing the clients in. All right, that's it for me, the leader man, and Nick and Colt the dog. We'll see you at the dog park.
Come back. You'd better be laughing.